podcast. We have myself, we have Rusty, we have our boy Weston. Spencer could not make it tonight due to the fact he has a job.
Boo.
Yeah boo work.
Fuck work. Work is for losers.
Yeah.
Drop out and make a podcast like me.
Yeah, you'll do great. Yeah. We once had two patrons.
They're long gone now, but we do appreciate it. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. I understand. We've been so busy. We got a couple episodes up, but, you know, whatever. Hey, before we get to cracking on this motherfucking podcast, people, go back, look on our TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, share a post. I realize we're obscene people, all right? It's probably something you don't want your grandma to hear. Pick one that's PG-13 and share it, get it circulating. Help us in the algorithm. You hear how we talk? You hear Barry's fucking twitch and stutter in the mic? The algorithm doesn't like it, all right? It weirds the algorithm out, so help us out. Anyway, Barry.
Man, fuck them, man. Don't show our shit.
Yeah.
I thought your laughs were going to go off, though.
Huh?
I thought your laughs were going to go off.
Oh, you finally posted a laugh?
Yeah, I have to repost them again, man.
Oh, man, it is what it is.
I loved it.
But somebody on the podcast has a very special announcement.
Oh yes. So, as you know, huge announcement. So, me and my girlfriend, we're actually going to have a kid. It's going to be due in June. Obviously, send us baby gifts, hate mail, anything. You know, spite my child. I don't care. Oh, dude.
That baby's going to come out bald, bad tattoos right off the
Oh, man, dude. I'm hoping it has a chain link tattoo right across the forearm.
I hope it's right-handed. That's all I care about.
regardless of boy or girl, for the first 6 years of that baby's life, it'll definitely have a rat tail. Because I know Barry and where Barry comes from, and where I come from, and where Weston comes from. You have a rat tail for the first 6 years of your life.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know what a rat tail is, it's the back of your head, instead of getting it cut straight across from the lack of haircuts and general grooming, you get this little tail that develops right to a little point.
Yeah, right off the peak on the back. Yeah. And you know, sometimes people do shave around it and just let it grow, you know?
Yeah, man.
It's quite a trend. You know what I mean? Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a few hairs left on my head, but I could probably still grow one.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know how trees get rings? However many years you've been in the trailer park determines that length of that rat tail. You got a good 7 years, man. That thing's kicking. And before you know it, you got a full-on mullet in your 30s.
Oh, man. Before you know it, man, you're putting a ponytail on that thing. Oh, man.
Yeah, when you're a veteran status and you're like 40s and 50s, yeah, you got the bald up top, Willie Nelson ponytail in the back.
Oh,
smell
yeah.
Smell like weed all the time.
Oh, got your old lady to put some braids in it. Oh, man. And
rubber the nipple, bands only.
Oh, yeah, rubber bands.
And
only.
The nipple ring. Nipple ring of the wife beater.
Oh, yeah, just one nipple ring. You lost the other one in the war.
In the war. Oh, Jesus.
Dude, that was me and my dad walking around the fucking racetrack, though. Me and my rat tail, him with his mullet.
Oh, man.
And he just fought everybody.
Yeah. Oh, you couldn't get that family to shove about NASCAR, boy. That's all I want to talk about.
Oh, man.
That's good shit, though.
Yeah, so I'm super big stoked. So, you know, here in June, I'm obviously, you know, going to the Payless, getting a pair of New Balances. You know, it's all shirt tucking and high-waisted shorts from here on out, guys.
Complaining about new music, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I've recently gotten to politics.
And I let random people at Walmart who didn't ask, I let those people hear it. You know. I had a weird, it's not really political, but I was fucking training at the gym the other day, or the rec center, I should say. The local university, and they got an old indoor track. And about 7 or 8 o'clock, they had like these dance team, like these bunch of girls. They're like, I guess they're college girls, but they didn't look like they was about 15, maybe.
Yeah.
Or something.
So you're getting older, man.
Yeah, but they look like they're like 15, 16. And anyway, they're in their little, they have like 3 or 4 little lines, and they're walking in a very specific solid track. So if you want to, you're doing your walking and running, you eventually do have to make your way around the wave of kids, right? Anyway, there was this one dude, old as fuck. And there was all these girls doing a little dance thing, and he walks by all of that track. He comes to me and goes, "Hey, man, you got to watch out for those little dancers, man. They're aggressive. They're going to stick their arm out, man. I tell you what, that one puts her hand on me, I'm going to punch her in the fucking face." And this dude was like in his 50s, like, Jesus Christ, dude, they're fucking teenage girls, man. What are you? He's like, yeah, and he's like, they're intimidating, man. I'm like, they're all like 5 foot even.
He was scared of getting clotheslined.
Yeah, I was like, they're not that intimidating. He's like, I'm going to punch them in their fucking face. Like, Jesus Christ.
No, the other day at the pawn shop, we had this old guy. He comes in, man, super annoying. Like, all he does is, like, pawn, like, some bullshit tools and a ladder or two here and there.
With roaches, I bet.
Oh, no. Hey, I don't know if he's got roaches or not. I mean, I haven't been to his house.
Everybody's got roaches.
Everybody got roaches.
We got to make that shirt.
That is going to be a shirt coming out, guys. It's going to say, everybody got roaches. Gonna have little oh, no, roach
it, yeah, we're going to print it on wife beaters only.
Yeah, wife. Yeah, we got to make some trailer park apparel for the homies, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Some sweat.
I mean, Wesley already wears the long shorts.
Oh, my God.
I mean, shorts down to the ankle. I mean,
God damn it.
I mean, he needs the everybody got roaches wife beater.
Yeah. With some denim jean shants on.
Oh, God, man. Oh, got a little bleach stain here and there. But no, man, this old guy came in the pawn shop, and he comes in all the time. He's super annoying. And, you know, weirdly enough, the other day he got really mad at me, man. He got some sort of back pay from Social Security. And, I mean, it was over $10,000. Anything over $10,000, we charge 3%, on the check cashing fee. It's just how we do it.
Well, you can't have that much money, man.
You can't. One, because we have to take extra steps. We have to report it to the IRS and, like, do all this extra stuff. It's additional
work. And you
work.
Gamble doing that, too. It's a risk you take.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money to give to one person.
Yeah.
But, on the check cashing game, and I mean, this had to been like a month and a half ago. Got all this money, right? And then back yesterday, day before, pawning some shit. I mean, then blew every fucking penny of it, and you know, the other manager at the shop was like ringing him up, whatever, for his pawn, and you know, I actually, you know, he's been talking to her for like 5 minutes. And, you know, he always hits on her, like, very provocatively. Mm. And, you know, she fucking hates him. Nobody likes the guy, but we still do business with him anyways. He picks his shit up. But, you know, I walk by to the cash register. And, you know, I'm doing something because I had another customer on the other side. You know, we have multiple cash registers, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, multiple stations. And I went to, the cash drawer or whatever, grabbed something. And, you know, obviously he was thinking it was her. But, you know, he smelled the sweet scent of my cologne.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, somebody smells good, like thinking it was her, you know what I mean? Like saying something provocative.
I smell cinnamon rolls.
And, you know, the other manager was like, she's like, oh, no, that you know, that's Barry over there. You know, that ain't me. I ain't got nothing on today. He's like, no, that can't be him. That smells too good to be him. He's like, no, it was definitely him. And he felt like all awkward.
That's when he should have looked at him like, yeah, man, what's up? What's going on?
He just started questioning his sexuality right then and there.
Oh, yeah, he did. He found out he was out of place. I'm really hoping, you know, he comes back in. I'm just going to kind of put my chest out there, you know, like, next hey, time. Like,
why don't you come smell me today, bro? Excuse me? Yeah, man, come on over here. I got spot over here.
Oh, yeah.
Come sit. Go ahead and lay your head
down
on it.
You know, go ahead and lay your head down. It's nice and furry. Keep you warm.
Ooh. Oh, big bear.
Dude. Speaking of weird and hairy folks, Weston's got a story. Now, where was you at when this happened? He's downtown Mobile, right? He just wandered in some bar.
That was when we were supposed to play that show, and then our drummer, not drummer, that we hired, told us he had bronchitis like 3 hours before, so we didn't play. And then, so three of us went still, and...
I was there.
Yeah, you went too.
Yeah,
you and Ashton went.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly did.
Hopefully she wasn't drinking though. She's preggers.
No, she doesn't drink.
Yeah, whatever.
Sold it.
But we were there. I was at the Merry Widow and just watching the show, and then, you know, I was just getting hammered and hammered because I was just pissed off we didn't get to play. Cause it was
naturally, it was a letdown. It was going to be our first big home show.
Yeah, you know.
This is a decent venue, too.
Finally playing at the hometown.
Yeah, a decent venue.
Biggest stage we would have played so far.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, great, the best sound, too. But then after that, I was just completely trashed. And Spencer and Matt was there. And we walked by the music box, and I just heard music, and I was like, oh, I just went in there, and then they just kept walking. I was like, fuck y'all, and I just walked in, and I was like, hey, there's a band playing, let's go. And we went in there, and obviously I was hammered. So what I remember is, it was just like some dance, indie weird rock stuff. I don't know. Just super weird. And then like the singer is there and she has like a football helmet on with just a single bar, you know, going across.
There's like 15 people in this bar, including the workers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And hell, they see her food there. So, I mean, there's a couple of them in the kitchen staff, you know?
Yeah. And the crowd was filling it though. And then she has like a leopard and red, like unitard on and all this stuff. And she was just getting weird and stuff. And then next thing I know, like, I was just chilling, and then she put her hand up in the air, and then, like, dude, just hair. So much hair on her armpits, like, straight, like, UK style. like
she was rocking the Austin Powers rug under there.
All the hair, bruv.
Oh.
You know, that's the same bar me and Spencer did stand up there one night. We just happened to be going. I was like, it was, like, a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And this was me and Spencer were in college. And, like, dude, they're doing stand-up night. Let's go. And, like, it was literally just the people doing stand-up was out in the crowd. There was, like, 15 people there. And Spencer went and signed us both up. And he went up there, and, Spencer was talking about the butthole story.
Oh, yeah.
And and Spencer's like, oh, dude, you're next. I'm like, the fuck I am. And I got up there, and I just winged some shit from the pawn shop.
Yep.
And everyone seemed to enjoy it. Man, I felt so out of place just getting up there and talking in front of people. Actually, you know, so this past weekend, talking about getting in front of people, you know, actually, I had to do a best man speech. You know, at the wedding I was just at, I went up to Glenwood Springs in Colorado. You know, I took a flight and all that stuff. It was a good old time. And, oh, man, I got some funny stories from that, though. But, you know, I had to get up there and give a speech, and I was so nervous about it. I got so fucking hammered at the wedding.
The straight ding, ding, ding.
Oh, no.
Broke the glass.
No. So I had the best lady, the bridesmaid, maid of honor.
Yep, there you go.
I had her go first, and then from there, and she gave out, like, the most, like, perfect speech. I mean, it was, like...
You had to follow that shit.
Like, showed you.
Damn it.
Oh, no, I mean, she talked,
it's like us playing a gig.
She talked for, like, 4 or 5 minutes, and just went on, and was just, like, from the heart. Like,
from memory, too, not even written down.
No, she had her phone out a little bit, and she glanced here and there, but, I mean, she was good
overall
to go.
Pretty good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, top-notch speech.
You would have bought her greeting cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, she worked for Hallmark.
Yeah.
And, but no, so I went up there. You know, mine was heartfelt and everything like that as well. But, you know, I mean, I was just so nervous. I was just like, hey, guys, just let you know, I'm not used to doing, you know, getting in front of a bunch of people like this. And I was like, so, you know, this is the best I can do. Kind of bad. Kind of let everybody know. And I was just like,
let you know up front, this is going
to
suck.
Phone to face, just looked at the phone. I was like, talking. I was like, done. Here you go.
He said, speech complete. And no then put text. The phone up.
Yeah. No, I said it. So here's the y'all, whatever.
Hey, well, it's good you had your phone because I know how you get when you get hammered. And one thing, if you were so hammered, you start to get there. You know, it's a good thing my friend's getting married and his dad was there for him because I'm going to tell you, my dad wasn't always there in my life. And they're like, and everybody's like, oh. Jesus.
That's how I totally started that shit out.
And it just started rambling about it. I was like, you know, I grew up in a pretty rough area. My parents were on methamphetamines ever since then. And everybody's like, get the mic from him. Get the mic.
Yeah, I was like running to the corner. I'm like, no, y'all need to hear this.
Y'all need to hear this. I've only seen space heaters until the age of 15. Never even heard of central air. You know, and they're like, all right.
Never heard the word love ever until I got here.
Oh, man, what is this madness?
And then you're like, and he's like, and he's a good man. Other than those four whores he knocked down way back in there, everyone's like, whoa, no.
Tom.
He starts, I've only witnessed a guy cheating 4 times. So in modern society, that's pretty good. Yep. And everybody's like, oh.
That's below average.
Oh, man. How about them mashed potatoes and asparagus, huh? When I start realizing what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. But no, so let me tell you about like the rehearsal dinner at this wedding. So obviously during a rehearsal dinner, like Michael's, you know, y'all remember Michael, you know, longtime listener, first time caller, you know?
No.
He was, you know, used to be a part of this podcast.
We fired him, sent his ass to Florida.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him since.
Told him to pack his shit and get out.
Last time I seen him, he was on the news doing something with crocodiles or crocodile, I don't remember. And, yeah, Florida's a rough area. But no, so.
Oh, Gators.
But no, obviously, you know, during that rehearsal dinner, you know, everyone dressed up, you know. There's a couple people in suits, you know. I mean, everyone's looking real nice. You know, we all got dinner afterwards, right? So, you know, I talked to Andrew, and I'm like, hey, man, what's the get up for the rehearsal dinner? He's like, man, everyone's dressing nice. It's going to be a real classy event, right? And then we, you know, yeah, so obviously I have a nice pair of slacks on, my dress shoes. I got a nice button down on with a jacket. Ashton's in a beautiful dress. She looks fucking stunning, you know. Hey. You know, we come in there all glamorous. Motherfuckers look like they're dressed for a bonfire. And so apparently everyone heard something different. Andrew told everyone else, like, hey, man, just dress in whatever. And you're just hanging out. And, you know, he told me, he's like, yeah, we're dressing up, man. We're looking nice. You know, it's literally me and Ashton, like, looks like we're about to go out on the town, about to go to a 5-star restaurant.
And then it looks like on the way here, you just, hey, we need an extra dude. Hey, mister, hey, come here. You with the cardboard sign.
No,
hey,
everyone else was, like, dressed like they're going to Walmart with a hangover.
Well, it's like, he probably looked at it as, like, someone that's late all the time. So you tell him, like, hey, be there at 8, even though you're supposed to be there at 8:30. And he's like, yeah, everybody's dressing up nice. And, like, you just don't dress up that nice, man. Like, that's what it was.
I don't know what it was, but, man, we were well overdressed, man. So out of place.
Overcompensate.
And Andrew's like, and I was like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I need to bring a bottle of wine or something like that, something nice, you know what I mean?
PTL and everything.
I was like, Andrew, I didn't bring any drinks or anything like that for, you know, the rehearsal dinner. He's like, no, man, everything's fine. You know, we got everything you need. We got tons of drinks. Get there, man, there was a 6-pack of, like, some stouts of some sort. it was like 7 dudes were sharing.
Passing around a paper bag. Here you go, man, get a swig of that.
No, dude, but
fucking
no.
Skid Row style. Here you go, dude.
Four Loko tall boy. Here
no,
you go, man.
Taco bar. No, dude. Actually, dude, beautiful fucking area, man. Rehearsal dinner was fucking, it was super beautiful area.
Everybody probably thought y'all were the bride and groom. I dressed
up
y'all
were. 100%, dude.
Took the thunder
but,
away.
But all in all, man, dude, the wedding was fucking awesome, man. We had a kick-ass time. And then just all of them old army buddies, you know. So it was really nice.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. You know, came back on Sunday, you know, went back to work on Tuesday. It was a good time.
Back to normal.
Oh, yeah, everything all back to normal, man. Dude, I've had a lot of things going on this week, but I ain't just trying to, like, hog the mic. So let someone else, like, hop in here, unless y'all got another story.
I got a quick one. It's just, you know, I work in office, pretty chill, laid-back job, but there is slight office humor. Yeah, obviously, guys have seen that. What's the... The Office,
the Steve Carell.
So there's some of that humor is relatable, but there's one where we've all heard the stories about shit.
Y'all been bullying the guy who has autism?
No, not that.
God damn.
No, but so this was funny though. I went to one of the restrooms. There's a single bathroom, then there's like the big one. But sometimes I just go to the single one. It's easy, quick getting out, and sometimes it gets toxic in that multi one. I mean, it's just some of them heavy set dudes plant there. They text on their phone. Them fuckers don't move for 45 minutes off that goddamn toilet.
Dude, that's me.
I'll see
legs that is I'll see fucking
the,
me.
Legs
right there.
Are numb. I'll see the same pair of leather shoes under that bitch for a solid 45 minutes, and I come back. I'm like, that dude's...
Why are you in the bathroom so frequently?
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's right.
I got prostate issues. I piss a lot, dude.
Dude, you might need to go to the doctor and talk about
that. But here's the deal, though. So I go to the single bathroom.
It's like a gallon a day.
Yeah, I do. It's ridiculous.
I drink a lot of water, too, man.
I boredom sip. I just boredom sip it. It's weird.
All right, but yeah, go on with your story, man. Let's hear about them loafers.
So I go into the single bathroom. And when I walk in there, it's 9:00. I walk in there, it's about 9:00, I think. And then I open the stall. First of all, when I walk in, it's toxic. It smells like death, literal death in there. And I walk in, I'm like, holy fuck. And then the lid is closed. I'm like, and then I get a piece of tissue and I open that fucker up. It is just stacks on stacks and stacks of shit lasagna.
No.
But on top of the pile, right, it's just the prettiest white toilet paper and a log. Solid 13-inch log laid across like a diamond on a pillow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just being presented to you, you know? You ever seen a cartoon, like, and the character's holding a red pillow, and there's, like, a beautiful diamond on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. And I opened up, I was like, Jesus Christ. And I
some Indiana Jones shit going on.
I don't get how people do that.
So,
how do you shit on so much shit?
I tried flushing. I was, like, just tried bopping it real quick, and then I just ran out of there. I couldn't be in there for more than, like, a couple jiggles. I'm like, that's my effort. I'm out. Ugh. So I run out, and then I go sit at my desk real quick, and I see an email that was sent at, like, 9:03. It says, hey, the water's out. Don't fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, oh, this ought to be funny. So I go back to the hallway where that single bathroom is, and I just post up on the walls. Like, I'm going to see somebody else get got because that shit was toxic. And I was like, I didn't say a word. This lady walks in, some higher up lady, you know, she's like in management or something. She's got that walk, the boss walk, you know what I'm saying? She looks important.
In a pantsuit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She looks important, right? Yeah. So she walks by and walks out, and she goes, you shouldn't fucking do that to people. She goes, whoever that is should be fucking fired. And I was like, damn. And she's like, that is not okay to do to people. And she was like, triggered by it. It had some straight up PTSD. Like, this brought up thoughts.
Took his shit straight to HR. Yeah. Right now.
That's an HR kind of dump, dude.
She's experienced a few rolling brownouts. Yeah. She is not having it.
Dude, it was so funny. She was so hot, dude. And I was just sitting there giggling my ass off on the wall, like, damn. And she's like, you know, you don't want to generally drop hard F bombs in the fucking office. And she's saying, fuck. But at that point, and she was triggered, dude. I mean, sweet looking lady, sweet important pantsuit wearing lady.
Yeah, her name was probably Cindy.
Yeah, yeah. She just starts dropping F bombs like, damn, man, it was that offensive of a dump.
Old Betty just fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man.
Dude.
Yeah, so that is funny because it was brutal, but that reminded me of one more story I had the other day. So have you guys seen this new phenomenon called pickleball?
Mm-hmm. Nope, unfamiliar.
So it is like tennis and wiffle ball mixed. So instead of a regular tennis court, it's like half the size maybe. So you don't got to run as much. You have wooden paddles instead of tennis rackets, and you have wiffle balls.
Yes.
And it's pretty much tennis. There's a few different ways you serve it, but overall it's like tennis with paddles and wiffle balls.
I think the ball is like, if you've ever seen a blitz ball, it's damn near the exact same ball.
Yeah, it's got like same little holes in it, hollow ball, clack, clack, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, I went to play with one of my friends in Daphne, and he invited me, so I was like, whatever, I'll go. And as I was walking, there was this lady who had to have been like 70-something. I mean, she looked like a typical Southern belle, you know, tanned a little too much her whole life. She got that orange leather hide going, you know. Mm-hmm. She had the gray hair, the pearl earrings, the visor, little dress, big shirt, right? You can just see the old Southern classic belle, right? Mm-hmm. She's out there, and the other lady was playing with her, and the other lady was like 45. And this lady's like every bit of 70. And the lady that's 45 was like, hey, sorry, I kind of served or kind of missed that one, whatever. And she goes, because it's pussy. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And this lady's like, because you're a fucking pussy. And I was like, dude, I've never heard an old lady talk like that. I didn't think older women said things like that.
I didn't think it was coming.
Because my granny, you know, I could never imagine my granny or Spencer's grandma saying that. And she's just like, because you're a fucking pussy. And I was like, God damn. And the only thing she was missing is just spitting a fucking dip after that. I mean, she was like, she was straight up like,
oh man,
16.
She's using that old school snort tobacco.
No. She got the one that's like the plugs, you just take a big bite off.
This chick had like, this lady had 16-year-old linebacker energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a fucking pussy, bro. Like, just like hazing this poor woman who was like on the other side. Like, dude.
She's like, geez, mom, calm down. Yeah.
It's just the game.
Yeah. And dude, she started saying this. I'm like, is this? And I come up to my friend Todd. I was like, yo, Todd, that lady's talking mad trash. Like, yeah, she does that every time I come here.
We need to get her to coach us, man.
Yeah, dude. She's like the female Billy Bob Thornton. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious. She's like making her daughter run. Oh, what do you call it?
Sprints.
Running laps. Suicides.
No, suicides in basketball. Yes. Yeah.
Back and forth. Back and touch the line. Back. Touch the line.
She's like, Sabrina, you better fucking get running.
I'm timing you, bitch. You fucking pussy.
That was so odd to see, man. Like, you know, because when I think of old Southern women, I have such a fond memory of them because I was raised by old people. If listeners, I grew up with my grandparents, right? They raised me after the age of 12. But, you know, I've been closer to my grandmas than any other people in my family. Both of my grandmas I'm close to. And so when I hear an old lady say that, I'm like, I just wasn't ready to hear. I was like, damn,
oh, man. They're both walking through the court. Muriel, like, smacks the fucking racket out of her hand. She's like, you better lace up, bitch.
I'll see you in the showers, ho. Like, God damn.
Oh, man.
She had, like, prison rape vibes going.
Oh, man.
I'm going to catch you in the yard, son.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man. So, recently what's been going on in my life, obviously, you know.
Being a father?
Know, yeah. Being a father, well, a future father. You know, super, super, you know, I'm just so energetic about that. It's hard to think about it and concentrate on anything else. So it's hard to like live daily life right now. I'm hoping this kind of, you know, obviously I don't want the energy and the mentality of that to like ease off, but I need to be able to concentrate on work and other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just so excited about what's going on and like what my future holds, but it's very hard. But you know, work wise, you know, I recently had a fire. I got work, you know, and you know, we hired this guy and he had a great resume, you know, way too, he was overqualified for the pawn shop, obviously. And you know, worked in the pawn business before he went to college and all this, and you know, knew our systems and like, you know, the programs we use at work. You know, great dude, you know, started out strong. And then, you know, a few weeks ago when we were telling the family, you know, we're letting everybody know that we're pregnant and all this stuff. And I get a phone call, you know, we had a fill-in manager, you know, work in my store, and she was like, Hey, I'm just gonna let you know the situation. You know, I think homeboy's drunk. And you know, he's passed out on the counter right now. I was like, did you wake him up? She's like, no, I didn't. Fuck, and I was like, you probably want to, you know what I mean? Obviously, that doesn't look good, you know what I mean?
No.
And, you know, so homeboy wakes up and he's like, you know, somebody comes up to cash a check or whatever. He's in the check cashing room at the counter, passed out. And it takes like 45 minutes to cash a check. It's super easy. I mean, Russell can do it. And
God damn it.
You know, I mean, I could teach it to Weston in like 2 minutes. He'd have it down. You know what I mean? Russell took a little bit longer, obviously. You know, he's worked here before. But, you know, that's not the point.
And I was single finger typing these things.
Oh, yeah.
Punching that hoe. Bink.
Yeah,
bink,
I don't think. Yeah, yeah. Russell's a single finger typer, and I don't know how he made it through college. Like, I don't even know why. Like, I'm looking at Russell's super nice, like, Surface Pro over here. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense why he owns something like that, because you know what? He can only single finger type. I'm surprised he doesn't ask Alexa to like type what he's trying to do. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
because I can't speak for shit either.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Microsoft. It's Corona or whatever. Corina.
Corona.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Her name's Corina.
Karina Corona.
I think it's Karina.
Yeah, it's
Corona would be bad marketing after.
Yeah, exactly. So I totally stopped drinking Coronas. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, join the crowd, whatever. But no, so.
Well, I type correctly and I didn't go to college, though. I will say that.
Yeah, yeah. It's super easy.
But I went to private
school. Both hands, man. So, you can just type so much faster than with one finger. You know what I mean? This dude's hitting like 14 words a minute. You know what I mean? I'm talking about simple words. I'm not talking about five-letter words.
That's on a cup of coffee.
But no, man, that dude's sitting there growing hair, fucking typing up a simple email. But
you know,
no,
I can't grow hair.
God damn it.
But no. So originally, you know, homeboy's super jam up, and she calls me. He's like, I think homeboy's drunk. I'm like, what?
Dude.
Like, homeboy's super cool. You know, I like the dude. You know what I mean? Everything was going super smooth. And I was like, look, I'm super busy right now. Just fire him. And, you know, if that's the case, fire him. And
effective immediately.
You know, it's I can't ride up there. It's like, and then, you know, a few minutes later, she calls back. And like, hey, this is the situation. She's like, I don't want to fire him because, you know, he's, you know, possibly drunk and pissed off, whatever. And I was like, oh, well, he's working tomorrow. Tell him, you know, he can't work tomorrow. And I was like, I can't come up there right now. I was like, you know, I freed up. I was like, you know what? Actually, you know, I'll come up there right now. I'll take care of the situation. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to handle it. So, she handled it, you know, told him not to work the next day, whatever, you know, sent him home. And, you know, that Monday when I came in, I was like, hey, man, come over here and talk to me, whatever. When I talked to him, I was like, hey, man, what was going on this weekend? You know, I was like, were you drinking? He's like, dude, he's like, I don't drink at all. And
at all? You know, come on, man.
And then everyone
just
there,
at work, man. Just
and everyone there was like, no, we smelled alcohol. I know. And he's like, no, you know, I take medicine, you know, and sometimes, you know, I take it at the wrong time and it makes me drowsy, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Understandable. I was like, you know, and what my understanding was, and obviously I talked to the owner and he's like, you know what, man, you know, we need employees. You know, if you call him out on it, you know, he should, you know, correct the action, won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave him the benefit of the doubt. And this motherfucker, all this week, you know, I went on vacation, and then all this week, you'll catch him. He'll walk out the front door, go to his car, sit in his car for 5 minutes, hit a lap, go through the gate, and come in the back door. And it's super fucking funny. He's just hitting fucking laps all day long.
Just shotgun of beers every lap. Like,
yeah, shotgun of beer, walk it off. I'll be good.
Dude,
yeah, yeah, walk it off.
So fucking pissed, dude. Holy shit.
And it's like, you know, and you know, this dude's done told me he don't drink a drop.
Yeah, he got cans crushed all in his fucking passenger seat.
No. So obviously, so he had a lap, and he was I watched him on the camera. You know, I can watch it on my phone. You know what I mean? I watch him on the camera. You know, I can see.
It's like a fucking mouse with cheese running around.
We don't have 4K cameras, but I can see the silver of a can. You know what I mean? Coming up through his window.
Oh,
he's got pretty tiny windows, but I can see the silver. And as I catch him, like, because he goes out the front, unlocks the gate, walks through the back of, like, you know, we have like a, you know, back area where we put trailers and shit like that. And he's going through that, so I run through the front real quick. I go, like, look in his window, and you can see a fucking Natty Light can in his console.
Natty Light.
No, that light ain't bad. It tastes just like the Scores Light we're drinking now.
Whoa.
I mean, it's pretty spot on.
No way.
And, yeah, Natty Light's not bad beer.
It's not bad, but it ain't the same as Coors.
I mean, obviously, Coors is my go-to, but also I've been kind of like a Miller Lite lately, too.
I've been liking Ultras. Anyways, finished, sorry.
But, you know, so... You know, he's, you know, taking his laps when I go there. I saw the beer can. So obviously I was like, hey, man. You know, so I call our owner. I was like, hey, I'm about to fire this guy. I was like, obviously, I don't know. Obviously, I can't get into his car to see if it's a cold can. Obviously, to see if he has actually been drinking. But I can see him on the camera. You know, he's got a cooler in the back of his truck.
It's like, Barry, he's 2 miles in and 10 beers deep. You need to fire him.
Yeah. No. So
but
he
fact that
an SUV.
He kept going to the car that many times, too, though, that's also
No.
Like,
it's
bullshit.
Which, obviously, so in the business we're at, you know, we don't – so what we do for our employees is we don't offer – you know, you can take a lunch break if you like to. You can take an hour. Or you can get paid for that hour and we buy your lunch. You know what I mean? So do you want 45 hours and free lunch, or do you want 40 hours and no free lunch?
Hell no, I'll be eating.
But obviously, so, you know, we don't mind if people break throughout the day. So I'm not like, you know, we're not like, work. Like, dude, we got a free moment. Take a chill, play on your phone, you know what I mean? Watch a video on YouTube. We don't care, you know what I mean? We're not super, you know, dictator style working like shift work or nothing like that, like these shipyards and stuff around us. And,
that's all we got.
Yeah, no, but they are. I've worked at these shipyards, and like they are like work. They catch you just bullshitting around.
It's like my back is broke. I broke it on our property. No, you didn't. You
too
will not get
bad.
You will not get that health insurance. We promise you. We're going to take you to court and deny you that health insurance type shit. That happens all the time. Around
that's
here.
For real.
That's why they're all unions. But it's a workers' union, and then there's the company. But no, that's not the point. We're not going to talk about that. We're not getting into all that.
No.
But
someone else is like.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. None of us work for that. Oh, you do. But but that's the point. You work in an office, dude. Like, I mean, homeboy wears flip-flops to work. And,
fuck yeah.
But, no. So, eventually, you know, I'm like, you know, he comes inside and he's, like, cashing a check. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is one of our regular pawners. Like, this guy doesn't cash checks with us. And I go in there and I'm like, hey, man, because he's been trying to cash his check for, like, 15 minutes. And I'm like, hey, man, you need some help verifying the check or anything like that? He's like, no, I got it. And I see, like, the page pulled up where he's, like, about to add a new company into our system, our check cashing system. And he's like, no, I got it. And I was like, so he's cashed his check with us before he's good? And he's like, no, man, I verified it's good to go. And I was like, all right, word. You know what I mean? So I walk away. And then, obviously, because I'm in management, I'm going to go buy and double check. It was a $1,500 check. Yeah. Dude didn't verify it. Dude, like, literally hasn't cashed with us since 2013. And they just picked one of the old, like the way our system is, it'll populate any account you ever cash flows before. He selected one of those and just, so it wasn't even the right routing account number in our system.
No.
That he entered
in. Lord.
And like just to make the check work in the system.
That's a big deal, people.
Yeah, it 100% is. Like he did not do his job whatsoever. And then I'm like, you know, so I checked it. I was like, where the fuck's this dude at? You know, I'm like, I look on the camera, motherfucker's back in his fucking car.
Drinking some more, man.
And I walk out there, you know, I'm like walking to his car and he sees me and I'm like, come here. And, you know, like straight up, dude, it's like 4:30, 5 o'clock. We don't start bringing in the stuff we have outside because we put lawnmowers and bicycles and random shit out front, you know, bigger stuff. And, you know, I'm like, come here. You know, I'm like, I need to fucking talk to you. And because I want to find out, like, what are you doing? Why didn't you verify this check? Why didn't you do anything? Why'd you just fucking bullshit our system to make this work?
Mm. He's getting turned, man.
And
pre-gaming for a party that night.
And so
he's pre-gaming, man.
Yeah, he's pre-gaming.
He got a party at 8 o'clock. He got to start at 4. You know?
Yeah, no, man. And
Saturday, Bama's
so I'm sitting. You know, so he's like, okay, I'm coming. You know, I mean, he starts acting like he was gonna do something. I pull up my phone because I walk back inside because we're busy, and
he gets right back in the truck.
No, no, he's like, you see him walk out his truck, open up the passenger door. It's right next to the dumpster. Throw something in the dumpster. Obviously, the fucking open beer cans, you know what I mean? Where he's been fucking chugging beer all fucking day long.
God
what
damn.
The fuck? And he comes in, and I can't, you know what I mean? Like, but when he comes in, he grabs some stuff out front like he was pulling in the shit. And I was like, dude, I know what you were doing, man. I came out and got you from the fucking car. I was like, dude, come here and talk to me. And I pull him in the check cash room. I was like, hey, man. I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't say it like that. I'm being professional. And because times be professional and times not be professional at work, you know what I mean? Where you can joke around with your employees.
More.
And I'm like, hey man, I was like, why'd you do this way? I was like, you didn't enter the right routing and account number. The guy's never cashed his check with us before. It's like, what are you doing? You just gave away $1,500. You know what I mean? Without even doing your job. You know, we verify checks for a reason because if you verify it and you talk to a company and, you know, and I'm explaining this whole situation to the guy. And he's like, I don't understand. He's like, I was able to cash the check. I was like, you was able to cash the check because you selected random routing and account numbers in the system. You didn't enter the accurate ones that were on the check. He's like, but I was able to cash the check. I was like, because you selected random shit. I was like, are you not understanding what I'm saying?
No, I didn't remember it the next day either. He was hammered.
So keep this in mind. Like, I am talking to this guy about the situation. You know, this account number, obviously all routing numbers are in our system because it's banks.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, if we never have cash for that account, obviously different accounts are linked to different companies. You know, it makes sense. You know what I mean? You know, 1,000, you know, obviously it's more than 1,000 have, 1,000 companies have region accounts.
It's like, it's almost,
but
as if
they have different routing numbers.
It seems, you know, like he doesn't understand. He feels like the piece of paper, the check is enough. You got that? Hand them cash, you're good to go. No. You have to verify those account numbers that we're getting the money. This piece of paper is nothing.
Yes.
We want the account number. That's what we care about.
Yes.
And he's like, no, it's just a piece of paper for money.
He's not understanding. I sat there for 30 minutes explaining to this guy what he did wrong. He's like, oh, man. I was like, so most likely, and I was like, and I'm looking up the company.
That's too bad.
The company is someone's fucking house. It's not even like the address on the check. You can't find a Google listing or a website or nothing for the company.
Mm.
And I was like, so most likely you just cashed a fraudulent check, an NSF check, non-sufficient funds.
Yep.
I was like, I mean, or maybe it goes through fine, but regardless of what you did, you didn't do your fucking job. So now, you know, the reason why we verify these checks and write down this information is to protect us. Because then, you know, you said you did your job correctly.
You're
we can
killing
go-
his buzz about right now.
Oh, no, I know.
He was totally buzzed. He was like, bro, I just want to get lit.
I'm killing y'all buzz by talking about this, but no. So I sit there and explain it to him, and like, obviously, you know, he finally understood, right? And, you know, I was supposed to, you know, at this point in time, it's like 5:30. I was supposed to get up at 5. I'm like leaving. I'm going to the gym. Hunter calls me and I'm explaining the situation back to him. He's like, so what did he say? And I was like, basically it was just negligence, man. He's like, oh, well, go back and fire him. I was like, dude, I was like, I am 1 mile from the gym. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm gonna get a pump. And it's like, I'll fire him on my way out. He's like, all right, text the other manager that was, you know, closing. He's like, hey, you know, Barry's going to ride by and fire old dude here in a minute.
He wants to get a pump so he can look
a little
more.
Once he gets done working out, he's going to ride by and fire old dude. And then she's like, okay. Like,
I got to be honest.
And obviously,
ain't nothing,
you know,
more alpha than that. Getting a pump at the gym, coming back, sweating, fucking
no,
pump.
No.
You're fired, motherfucker.
And
that's pretty badass,
no,
Barry.
No. So we're getting to the funnier part now, right?
And all, just you're fired.
And I was like, yeah, man. I was like, you know, because he called me. I was like, dude, I'm going to the gym, man. Dude, I was supposed to get off 30 minutes ago, man. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to work out. And I'll come by and do it before he leaves. He was supposed to leave at 7. I was like, all right, I got an hour now. You know what I mean? Then I wound up running with my buddies at the gym. I could only work out for like 15 minutes. I was pissed off already. And then I had to go back to work. You know what I mean? It's like, I could have enjoyed a whole workout, talked to my buddy for 20, 30 minutes. And then, you know, go back, you know, or could have called the dude on the fucking phone. He wouldn't have fucking remembered anyway. And so I go back to work. I'm off some in gym clothes. You know, I got a hat on backwards, man, tank top, whatever.
Little
I'm
shorts,
in there.
6-inch seam shorts.
Yeah.
Showing them quad gains off.
Homeboy's in the middle of a transaction. He's like trying to help a customer. I was like, hey, man. I was like, come over and talk to me. Like, you know, so-and-so is going to finish up what you're doing. And he's like, all right. He's like, everything all right? I was like, hey, man, so this is the situation. Got to let you go. He's like, so you're firing me? I was like, yeah.
Effective now, bitch.
And he's like, I just don't understand. He's like, what did I do wrong? I was like, you cashed that check. You did this. You've been drinking in your fucking car. Like, you know, and I give him all this
information. Didn't even offer to share none, first of all.
I was like, yeah. First of all, man, I love keying beers. And like,
I watched you do at least a mile worth of laps today in 10 beers, and you didn't offer a single one to me, and I like to work out. I could have got hammered and did some laps with you, man.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, dude, first of all, you're being fucking rude. Second of all, you're doing it at work. And you're the only one having any fucking fun at this place.
Yeah. This is not a
we gotta cut that out. This is
an environment, bitch.
Yeah. We're gonna cut that shit out right the fuck now.
No, I enjoy my job, most part. And you know, and so he finally understood, and like obviously they're busy as fuck. And so now I'm like fucking having to finish up his shift, and I hear the motherfucker back there, you know, he's about to leave. I say, hey man, I need your keys, your store. You know, I hear him back there just fucking tinging on the floor. He's like, on the floor back there. And I was like, dude's homeboy's getting pissed off because he was getting a little aggressive with me when I was like, told him he had to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's drunk.
And yeah,
you get belligerent when you're drunk.
Because he's like, all right, man.
You're
he's
too
like,
ought to know.
He was like, I told him and he finally understood. He's like, all right, man, well, you can go, man. I understand. Man, I was like, no, you need to go. And I was like, you need to go. I need you to understand because he was drunk. You know what I mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
And
now.
He's like, liability. Oh. And then it finally set in. I was like, I need your keys. I need your store keys because obviously, you know, he knows alarm codes, stuff like that. I don't want you fucking coming back in or whatever. And I hear him back there fucking tinging. He's throwing them on our tile floor. I hear him ting, 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 ting. I had to pick up keys for 20 minutes. But no. You know, he finally leaves, calls the owner. You know,
he does.
Yeah. He calls the owner when he leaves. He's like, man, he's like, look, he's like, this is a situation. He's like, I've never been to my car. You know, I haven't been taking trips to my car drinking. He's like, that's not happening. I literally spent 20 minutes rearranging one of our cameras in the parking lot to fucking zone in on his car so I could catch it on camera. Like, I literally did. I fucking put a fucking 20-foot ladder on the corner of our building, climbed up that motherfucker, took an Allen key and adjusted a camera.
Dude.
Like, just to watch this motherfucker.
Dude.
And like he's like, nah, I've never been to the fucking car, especially not today.
So,
and then he's on top of that. He's like, I didn't even cash that check. He's like, sometimes I leave my initials in there, and someone had to have cashed a check under my name. I was like, dude, I spent 20 minutes talking to you about the fucking check and what you did wrong.
Especially not today, man.
That's like, that's the I call that the shaggy excuse. It wasn't me. That's all you gotta say.
Yeah.
Dude, people do that shit, and it's surprising. I don't know whether they believe it or it's just sometimes when you are so caught, you're on camera, your fingerprints are here. All you can say is it wasn't me, man. That's all you can do at that point. Nah, man, just wasn't me.
Dude,
it didn't happen.
And then our owner calls me back. He's like, hey, man, like what's really going on here? I'm like, what do you mean what's going on? Like,
the dude is getting sloshed in the parking lot with the fucking guys pawning shit.
I was like, your daughter was here. She seen it all, man. He's like, oh, she ain't made it home yet. I was like, oh, do you not believe me? He's like, of course I believe you, but he's telling me he's not. I was like, you fucking
you're gonna believe
to
a drunk? Come on, man. Yeah. He's hammered talking to you, swerving on the way home, man. Calling you.
And I was like, first of all, we should have had this man arrested for DUI, man. He's driving fucking home.
God damn.
I was like, wherever he's going, he's going to the pool hall, man. I'm about to fucking hustle some dudes for some fucking.
He's going to that.
Quick cash, man.
What's that sketchy ass bar on Highway 90? It's in Theodore. It's on the right. It's called the Mill or something. He's going to the Mill, man. All right, there, if we get a Theodore, you going from Grand Batty Theodore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to the Mill,
that's
man.
Exactly.
Oh, what about that one? What about that one right next to the fucking old putt-putt course?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a place you don't want to go.
Hell
no. Or La Brista. Dude, me and Spencer found our... Dude, this past Christmas Eve, like going into like Christmas Day, we were at La Brista up until 4 a.m., man, just getting sloshed, man. It's like all these degenerates just there. Like, we're just hanging out, having a good time, fucking Christmas Day. You know what I mean? Me and Spencer.
God damn.
La Brista.
Oh,
like
Jesus.
That's what our life has led to.
Jeez.
And you know what?
Man,
we do that for
kid.
You guys. We do that for you guys, not
for
us.
For the listeners.
Yeah. Well, now you're having a kid.
Hey guys, again, if you hadn't already, go ahead and give us a like on whatever platform you listen to, Spotify, iTunes, yada yada. Please like us, leave a comment. If it's a negative one, don't leave it. We don't need the smoke. We already
smoke. We want the
If you
want
to talk shit, send us an email. We'll read that motherfucker. Just not the comments, not the sacred comments. You're taking our cheeks if you do that. And the cheeks is all a man has in his life. Ask Barry. It's all he got in this life. Because I ain't got hair. I ain't got the best hairline, the best teeth, nothing. But you know, I tell you what, I got my cheeks. All right. So let me get into this other point we had. Oh, yeah. So this was, I'll have to get Spencer to retell it in his method, but we went to this little Lucky's Irish pub the other day, and we was hanging out, and it was really weird because we was hanging out with this dude who was just talking to hear himself talk. You know, he's kind of guy, he says a word to you, and you kind of want to look back at the TV, and he just keeps whatever. Yeah. And eventually, it was like, fuck it, we'll listen to what this guy has to say, man. And he's like, you want to tell you something, man? The Epstein and the royal family, man. Let me tell you, them royal family... kid fuckers, every one of them. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. And then he starts ranting about the royal family. He's like, yeah, Prince Henry, man, he's a kid fucker. I can tell you that.
Shit.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. I'm looking around, getting uncomfortable. He's like, let me tell you. He's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but I'd probably hang out with the royal family, man. I'm like,
oh, my God.
I was like, which are they, man? Are they diddlers? Or are you hanging with them? And he was just all over the place, yakking. And
so you know what, I'm actually about that.
Yeah. So that was the guy on my left just yakking about God knows what. He wouldn't shut up, and then eventually he started telling us stories about
his childhood.
He started telling us about he was you could tell this is a cool dude, right? He had like he was in his 50s, and you felt like he lived the Wolf of Wall Street lifestyle. In the 80s, he was popping Quaaludes, and sure enough, he's like, he was like, remind me to tell you my Quaalude story, and I was like, well,
oh fuck,
that explains. My guess there, but party dude, you know. But anyway, so as he's yakking about whoever knows what, there was a guy to my right that kind of looked like a young Snoop Dogg, kind of tall, skinny, had the whole look, good little vibe. And I haven't said a word to this guy all night, just hanging out. And he's like, hey, man, take care of yourself, man. I was like, all right, dude. Yeah. And then he's like getting ready to leave. And then again, like he tapped me again. Like 2 minutes later, hey man, I'm about to leave, man. Take care of yourself. I was like, I don't know what you want me to say, dude. I've never talked to you before. I didn't even say a word. I didn't even look in your door. I didn't even know you were there, to be honest with you. And then, like, it just kept weirding me. I was like, man, that guy made me uncomfortable. I don't know who's making me uncomfortable. This guy that has not said but two words to me, or this dude yakking about, you know, kid diddling. I'm like, you know, and I was just sitting there. And then about this time, this girl comes up to Spencer, and she has a superb confidence. I'll give it to her, you know. She walks up to Spencer, and she's like, hey, I'm never seen you here before. And he's like, oh, cool. And then, you know, she's kind of being a dick about it, of course. He's like, that's cool. And then he goes back to talking, and she's like, so tell me about yourself. And he's like, what do you want to know? And then, like, you know, and then eventually he's clear the girl's trying to sort of come on to Spencer.
Yo, no, I can totally see Spencer like, well, what do you want to know?
Yeah, straight up, yeah.
Just totally killing, like, the whole vibe
of the
bar.
She's not understanding. You can hear it. And then, you know, and again, it's not necessarily a chick that Spencer would go for, but there's a way to softly let a girl down you're not interested in.
That's right.
And then she's, like, sitting there talking. She's like, so, I'd like to get your number before I head out of here. He's like, I'll see you around. And that was... That was how aggressive. Yeah, he goes, he cuts her off. I'll see you around. And that's how aggressive. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, dude. We'll see you.
Yeah, that's exactly how I did.
Yeah, we'll see you. Next.
And like, then she's second choice to me. And this has happened several times.
Second choice?
She second choice me. She goes, okay, well, I'd like to maybe get your number. If I was like, oh, God. I was like, I'm not in this. Don't get me in this. I was like, I didn't say nothing. I just let Spencer keep yakking. He's like, yeah, we'll see you. See you around. I was like, God damn.
Russell didn't hit her like, oh, I'm married. Like, showed the finger.
I didn't even want to get into it. I was just like, I didn't even say anything. She's like, and maybe I come off as more of Dick Spencer because I just kind of stared at her blankly for about a second, and Spencer interjected and just started yakking about God knows what. But he's giving her the cold shoulder. I was like, Jesus. And she's like, yeah, I'll be back in here. You come in here often. It's like, I don't know, probably. I'll probably be in here.
I guess if I feel like it, I'll be here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Dude, it was so funny watching this interaction. It was so cringe because she, like, put her arm around him, and she was a little aggressive. Really shouldn't be hands-in on people you don't, you know.
No, man.
And she put her arm around Spencer, and he's just, like looking at her hand and looking up at her, like, kind of like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, it's hilarious, dude. But, Anyway, I got one more dating-esque story. So, guys, some of you know we had our buddy Tony on the last podcast. He got drunk and derailed the fucking podcast. We had to turn it into a Patreon-exclusive episode, but it is on Patreon for free. Some episodes are free, some aren't. So if you want to get on there and listen to this derailed fucking degenerate podcast...
Listen to it.
It's funny. But anyway...
Was it pretty funny, Weston? You hit listen to it?
I didn't mind it.
Okay, but it was a little disorderly. But I'm going to tell you, we don't have Tony here today, but I felt we could talk about these things. So
I like Tony.
Tony got on Tinder, and he was like, hey, man, I'm new to online dating. You know, it's hard because I got married and got in a relationship before online dating was really popping. But from what I understand, half the people you match with don't even message you back. A lot of people would just want to get on there to feel pretty. They're not actually there to go on dates. There's a lot of just fuckery on these apps, right? So... anyway, I was like, all right, man, you got to separate yourself from the pack, Tony, because everybody hits her with the, hey, what's up? What's good?
Hey, girl.
What's up, mama? You know, shit like that.
What that booty hole smell
so,
like.
this is what I got Tony to say. Tony messages this one girl, and he starts talking to her, and she goes, I said, you know, ask where she's from. And she says, D.C., and I was like, huh. I was like, this can die out quick. You're from D.C.? Cool. What's that like? You know, shit. So I was like, check this out. I want you to Google Washington, D.C. serial killers right now. And he's like, there's a sniper back from so-and-so. I said, all right, ask her this. I said, there was a Washington, D.C. sniper years ago that killed a bunch of people. Got anything in common with him? And she texts back something like, I was a kid when that happened. I didn't know. So I was like, all right. So I was giving him other stuff to say. And then I told him to say this. They said it was too edgy, so Spencer offered an alternative. This is what I said. I said, she says, no, I don't have anything in common with them. And I said, that's a shame. I prefer people that go straight for the dome. that's what I said. You know, say that's pretty good. Setting it up for the head game. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, but he didn't do that. And that wasn't the one he went with. He went with something else. And I think we put it on our Facebook. But that's the one I wanted to put. And he's like, no, that's too aggressive. I was like, all
right. That's good shit there.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And then I was like, she puts, this conversation is so random. What is this? And then I said, say, I'm different. And then Princey's put, pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. And she's not going to know what the fuck to say. So that was one thing. So another one is the girl messaged Tony, this other chick he matched with. She said, hey, what are you good at? And he says, unwanted physical advances. It takes that shit back to her.
Oh, did she reply?
Yeah.
Like, give me that small of that back, girl.
and these are some of the, this one Spencer came up with. So again, you have to break the ice because, again, people get bored on these apps easy, especially like a girl that gets a gajillion options, you know?
Yeah, it's like scrolling through TikTok. Like,
bored, right? Yeah. So Spencer's opening line was this. Realistically, how many toenails can you eat in one sitting?
Holy shit.
And then he says, and then immediately before she responds back, sent, it's going to be a deal breaker for me. And then I want to do this. And then she said some shit back, and then he says, are you a biter or a peeler? I'm not going to judge.
Ooh.
And then she says, I put them down like Frito Lays. They even smell like them. I was like, oh God.
Shit. And she was serious.
Oh, man.
And here's one more I had. And this is just fun, man. I need to make her just a Rusty Chairs Tinder and just fuck with people. Yeah. Like, I've been thinking about doing it. But, of course, if I put all four of us on there, Michael's going to be like, why am I in some Tinder account? I'm a married man. I'm like, I am too, Michael. That's not the point. They don't know which four it is. Yeah. All right.
Put a fucking zoomed in picture on my belly button. That'd be great.
and then this is the last one. This is the, this like is the last one.
All of our feet.
I said to say this one, but it was a little aggressive, and Spencer's like, dude, that's too aggressive. If Spencer's telling you it's too aggressive, it's probably pretty bad. So I was like, Tony matched with a chick that had a labradoodle. And I said, all right, send this, Tony. I said, statistically speaking, people that own labradoodles are more likely to have HIV. Then immediately text, but we can work around it.
Oh shit!
Gotta do that. That's good shit.
Oh, absolutely it is. But, oh man!
So that will be a returning segment, guys. So until then, go ahead, give us a like on whatever platform you're listening to. Leave us a nice comment. Share something. Find something. Dig through our inventory. There's something you can share, retweet with a friend, right?
Oh, yeah, man. If you want to become kind of needy, Russell.
Every podcast does this.
Fucking do it.
Yeah, dude, just do it.
Swaddle this man.
Yeah, swaddle. Okay, yeah. Facebook us. Tweet us something. Follow us on TikTok. If you want to become a patron, get access to some stuff. It's cool. It's fun.
We have new coffee mugs.
Yes. Eventually we'll have them. We got new shirts coming out.
Everybody got Roach's shirts.
Yeah, everybody got Roach's shirts coming.
Everybody got tank Roach's. Tops. So, yeah, tank tops coming in soon.
If you want it, go ahead and email us your name, just name and size, and then I'll get with you and we'll coordinate. Once we get 10, we'll send them out. But everybody got Roach's t-shirt.
Plus size only.
All right, guys. Peace. Thanks for coming out.